Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Today, students are returning to Santa Fe High School in Texas for the first time since the mass shooting there less than 2 weeks ago. This is the last week of the school year. Supporters from the community lined the side of the road by the school this morning, holding Santa Fe Strong signs in green and gold. Those are the school's colors. Tammy Withers was among them. She's the parent of a Santa Fe High School senior. She spoke with Fox 26 Houston.
They shouldn't have to worry every day, you know, what's going to happen. You know, they shouldn't say, "Mom, I don't want to go to school today." And you're like, "No, you need your education. You have to go." And then if something happens, that's crazy. That is, it's a human issue. It's a people issue. It's not a gun issue.
Kennedy Morgan was also there to welcome students back this morning. She's a senior at Kingwood High School and drove an hour to show her support. Here she is speaking with HLN.
You know, it's kind of just cool to be here and to let these kids know that we're supporting them and they're not alone.
10 people were killed on May 18th, including Cynthia Tisdale. She was a substitute teacher at Santa Fe High and had been teaching an art class when the shooting began. Her husband, W.R. Tisdale, is on the line with us now. And W.R., thank you for taking a few minutes for us. And of course, our condolences. This must be a very hard time for your family.
Yeah. It's been the most difficult time of my life. I never, ever expected to lose my wife. The night before she was shot, we were making funeral arrangements for me because I've got this lung disease. And it's just one of those things you never, ever thank your wife or anyone you know is going to be shot and killed the way she was.
When you mentioned your lung disease, this is idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis. Right.
Yes.
And your wife was trying to raise money for you before she died.
Correct.
I know that ever since she passed away and more attention has been brought, you've raised a lot of money.
Yes, and I'm going to go someday this week, call the Lung Institute in Dallas and get the procedure started where they take stem cells out of my bone or my body and take the old ones out. They go through a process where they only use the new ones. And then I go back the next day and they inject them into my body. I've been told it works and I've been told it doesn't work. But I do know if I don't at least try it, I probably may make it through the end of the year, and that's about it. So to me, it's, you know, it's worth a try. I mean, I can't lose.
What do you think Cynthia would be telling you to do right now about this?
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Let me grab myself together. She would be setting an appointment for me and even driving me up there. She was the one that took care of me and cared for me, babied me for almost 47 years. Also, the night before this happened, I was extremely ill. And she came home from school and looked at me and said, "You don't look well." I said, "Well, honey, I've had a terrible day. Did you eat?" And I said, "No, I didn't. I don't feel like eating." So she opened a can of soup, chicken noodle, warmed it, sat on the floor by my chair, and spoon-fed me. And made me eat. When I said I was full, she said, "No, you're not." And she made me eat near that whole can. She was exceptionally good to me. Almost 47 years.
Well, and she left you a note that morning, right?
Yeah, she did. I'll read it to you. My nieces went to get it. And she wrote me a lot of notes about things. And I never saved them. I wish I would have. This one. She said I had to go meet a teacher, and I assume that's the other teacher that got killed. I love you. Hope you feel better today. Love, Mom. And I left you breakfast. And so I just left a note in the bathroom. And when I went into the kitchen, there was my breakfast. I guess by then she had already been shot, but we didn't. I mean, you know, they called me about it. It just became a blur that day.
Yeah.
Until my son, Reese Jr., came over that night and told me. And we buried her Friday. 1 week before her birthday, she was killed, and we buried her on her birthday. And when Mother's Day was here, my daughter took me out and went into a local store that sells cards, and she came out and got me where I could ride the card in. And I bought her Mother's Day, and I went on and bought her a birthday card while I was there. I never knew that was the last one. We were going to buy an anniversary card because I don't know if I'm going to be here in September. That would have been 47 years. I told my daughter, I said, look, I want her to buy her a 50th wedding anniversary card, too. Because I know unless something changes, I won't be here. And I asked my daughter to give it to her. And now that won't happen. But people have been more good to me. I mean, really, I've had an outpouring of love and encouragement from people.
When you've got your niece there with you, it sounds like your family is there with you now.
Yeah, my niece is a ex-Marine, and she lives in South Texas, but she's going to move up here and try and find a job here in the Houston area, and then just that way I got someone with me. At nighttime, I got grandkids and kids around me, but at nighttime, she'll be here. She's been a big help to me already.
There are a lot of people who are just hearing your story for the first time, just hearing about Cynthia for the first time. Okay. What would you want them to know? What message would you want to leave them with? People that you'll never meet, they'll never meet you in person, but what would you want them to know?
Well, she loved her husband, loved her grandkids, loved her children. I've got the daughter I mentioned got flooded during Harvey, and she was working also to help fix her house up. So she was a lady that loved me, loved her family. And this loved people in general. I've had people walk up to me and tell me stories that she did for them that I never knew. And she never expected anything in return. She just was a good mother and a good Grammy. And for me, she took care of me. And I've had back surgery. I've had heart stents. I've had just about everything go wrong with me as I've gotten older. And she's been there when I had my back surgery. I didn't want someone bathing me. So she came up and would bathe me every night. She was just that woman, you know, the one you read about that never gets any praise. But she should have been. I'll miss her. And many friends are going to miss her.
Well, Well, she's getting some praise from you today, so that's good. W.R. Tisdale, husband of Cynthia Tisdale, substitute teacher who was killed in the shooting at Santa Fe High School on May the 18th. Our thoughts are with you and your family, and thank you so much for joining us and remembering Cynthia with us.
I sure appreciate the opportunity to say something good about it. Thank you so much.
I'm sure it's very, very, very difficult, and but it sounds like you're at least remembering all the good things about Cynthia, so that's good too.
Yeah, God has a way of doing that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And He's done it for me.
Yeah. We've got a link to WR's GoFundMe page for his lung stem cell treatment at our website, hereandnow.org.